Pat, actually, in the sports, if you're listening, had news and wanted to kind of touch on this. And again, it's not just for our Tigers, but also I found a story that might give hope to both our Tigers and Lions should the Tiger season ever get played. So, Pat, as I understand this, what is this? This is, you said, from ESPN, the latest farm system rankings?
Yes, it is from ESPN, latest farm system rankings, and they have the Detroit Tigers as the sixth best.
Oh.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, do you remember when our farm system was considered a joke for many, many years?
Yep.
We had a great major league team, but we used the farm system to
build that team.
That's right. Sixth best. And I was fascinated, yeah, that because, you know, we talk so much about Casey Mize. But it says here that according to the rankings actually have Matt Manning.
Yeah, the other young pitcher.
The young pitcher ranked ahead of Casey Mize.
Yes. Yep.
Because you hear about Mize, Manning, and Fieto mostly, mm-hmm. although Scooble is talked about as well.
Yeah, I think he's in the top 100. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, both, what was it? Manning is number 13, Mize is 14?
14, I think it is. Yeah, because they're right there. And then let's not forget about Riley Green.
Yeah, well, sorry to break up this party, folks, but we need number 1 through 5 to help the team this year.
Again, but this, remember I said this is hope for the future.
I understand.
Now for the Lions, you know, the Lions just signed a new player, new linebacker Jamie Collins.
They're doing a lot lately. I mean, they're actually making us a little optimistic.
Well, and Jamie Collins comes to the team optimistic. He has not been infected yet. And that's not a good word to use these days with what's going on. But
no.
I'm thinking of the infected with the
culture hasn't gone.
Oh, the culture of the Detroit Lions exactly culture. Right. Oh, the rebuilding culture of the last 60 years, right?
Yes. You know, because he's coming. Although, he's had a taste of it. I did not know this. Now, he played parts of 5 seasons, it says here, with the Patriots. Imagine that. But he did win a Super Bowl with the Patriots in 2014.
Yeah.
Then he was traded to the Cleveland Browns and was with the Browns when they had their winless season.
He's had a taste of it.
In fact, he also in college played for a Southern Mississippi team that was 0-12 in his senior year.
All right, now wait, just a minute now.
Yeah.
We're touting the signing by the Lions, a guy who does nothing but lose. Wait a minute here.
He's got Detroit Lions written all over him.
Yeah, he's all ready to go.
He says, now this is again Collins, he says, and I guess he was in a teleconference yesterday, he says he agreed to join the Lions as a free agent because he considered them as an up-and-coming team that was a good fit for his skill set. We definitely want to start winning right now. Welcome to the team, Jamie Collins.
Yeah.
But he was with the Patriots, right?
Yeah, he was.
Okay, so he did know how to win.
He knows how to win a little bit, yeah.
He says the Lions' recent struggles are more about being a play or two away from larger than some larger issues.
A play or two?
Well.
A play or two? No. No.
Again, Jamie Collins. Maybe he's thinking about for the fact that the Lions last year blew second half leads in 7 of their 12 losses. I mean, you know, you don't blow those leads and suddenly it's a whole different year. But this is the Lions we're talking about. So hopefully Jamie Collins will bring some inflection.
A difference maker.
Of good times instead of an infection that he'll be with the Detroit Lions culture.
The Lions do have those 9 draft picks hanging out there, too.
Yeah.
So that's something.
That's good. Yep.
And correct me if I'm wrong, again, Pat, I'll turn to you because you pay more attention to this. From all the trades and free agent signings that were done in last week, they seem to have received positive, not saying that these all these players.
Yeah, not glowing reviews.
But they're saying these should be players that should help and improve the team.
Yeah, average to positive reviews is what I've seen so far.
So that's good news. Although, as we say, when it comes to improving a team that's only won 3 games last year.
It doesn't take much. It just doesn't take. That's why I said they are not just a player two away. They are maybe players away, but not a player two.
I just think it's fun to hear a guy who comes to the Lions because he says they're an up-and-coming team, good for his skill set, and he's thinking about winning now. So
yeah, actually, you know, Pat, think about this. Think about this. They may only be a play or two away, but they're a whole bunch of players away to make that player
that's
two.
That's what I mean. That's what I mean. But that's why this draft is an important draft for the Lions, for Matt Patricia, for Bob Quinn, the GM. This is a big draft for them because, again, they
have... Well, this is their last chance.
Absolutely. Yeah. Four of the top 85 picks belong to the Detroit Lions.
I mean, it's not necessary that your number one pick has to be the one that is the big pick. Mm-hmm. It's those later round draft picks that so many other teams you hear about. Oh, he was a fourth rounder. Tom Brady!
Tom Brady, yeah. That's
for the Patriots. I'm sorry, for the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
That's a prime example of that. Now, hopefully, again, some hope for the Lions, and again, that hope for the Detroit Tigers should we ever get a season started.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, let's hope there's a Tigers season, and let's hope we're able to go for football by the time August rolls around.
Yeah. And tomorrow, hopefully, we have hope for the Detroit Red Wings and the Pistons.
Yeah.
Oof. Not good when your four professional sports franchises all seem to be in the same boat.